Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti. Regular Joe here with you on this Tuesday, hour number 2 of the Regular Joe Show. Much to cover. Is Kamala Harris promoting rape culture on the campaign trail? Well, I don't know. We were told no means no. She seemingly has a different answer. Maybe this explains the whole Willie Brown search. I don't know. We'll find out. I will share that with you in a little bit. Some good news off of Capitol Hill, something that's really good news, something that could be good news. It's kind of like something old, something used, something blue. We'll get into that as well, including exciting news from Truth Social in our good news section of the day. Yesterday, chaos reigned here in the United States. No, I'm not still talking about tax day, although I could. Did I mention that I despise the income tax? I don't know if that's ever come up in conversation, so I'll just leave that here just in case I haven't. No, I'm talking about the protest. The Hezbollah flag unfurled in the United States as the American flag burned. People chanting death to America. And these are the people that the White House won't speak out against. As a matter of fact, when you talk about living in a bubble, when you hear the answer to the question, is America stronger now than ever, you could be shocked. I don't know. We'll get into it. But first, it's 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now, in Afghanistan, the quagmire on top of the FUBAR, 6:37 p.m. In Beijing, China, 10:07 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 2:07 p.m. And in Martha's Vineyard, 10:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM. The Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour, to ensure that one can't possibly, in any way, shape, or form, claim they were unaware of the reality of the crooked as a rat's hind leg that the Biden crime family really is. Those just a few of the locations they have traded influence for money at your and my expense, lining their pockets, enriching the entire Biden crime family, and doing so with impunity. Now, breaking news just came across the wire as we were starting the hour. Jim Jordan, James Comer send final warning to Merrick Garland, demanding her tapes. Now, that's not a pronoun thing. I just want to make sure you... Well, nowadays, you know, it could be confusing. We're not talking about Will... what was it? The swimmer. I can't remember his last name now. It's Leah... Is we Will? Leah?
Thomas.
Thomas, yes. I was going to say Will Smith. That's a whole different scenario. Anyway, Will Thomas... No, they're talking about Robert Herr, special counsel Robert Herr's interviews with Joe Biden and the transcript and audio recordings of his interviews with Biden's ghostwriter, Mark Wanitzer. They've previously requested both. However, they have been pushed back by the DOJ. Now, look, this is not my good news story, because I'm going to take the wait and see. I like Jim Jordan. I like James Comer. I think they've been doing good work. But I think they've been far, far too patient with the Democratic regime, with the puppet Biden at the top, and they need to put some teeth into this. Now, according to this story out of the Daily Caller, which has a copy of the letter that was just sent, it says, if the department continues to withhold materials responsive to the committee's subpoenas, namely the audio recordings of Special Counsel Herr's interviews with President Biden and Mr. Wanitzer, we will have no choice but to invoke contempt of Congress proceedings. To avoid this, the committee expects you to produce all responsive materials no later than 12 p.m., that's 12 noon, on April 25th, 2024. So 9 days from now. The letter itself was sent yesterday. So they got a 10-day warning. Like I said yesterday with Loudermilk, I think these are all the right steps. They're doing all the right things. They're crossing the T's, they're dotting the I's, but now they need to absolutely follow through, because I don't expect the DOJ to comply. And if they comply, it'll be a half-hearted compliance where they either don't give them the whole thing, they black out stuff, or they cut out audio in the name of national security or some nonsense. And if that's the game, they need to hit them and hit them hard. They need to hold them in contempt, and Merrick Garland should be arrested by the sergeant at arms, because that's what they're allowed to do. They need to make it real. They need to make it hurt, not physically, politically, emotionally. Also, by the way, breaking news right now. Too big. We played last week, we talked about this NPR editor that was like, well, I did my own investigation, and holy smokes, we're filled with liberals. And the world was shocked, and he was shocked. I was not shocked. I mean, I don't know why anybody would have been shocked. This is like doing a study to figure out ketchup is not a vegetable. This should not be hard. In other breaking news, water is wet. The sky is blue. NPR is run by a bunch of liberals and staffed by a bunch of liberals. Well, the senior business editor, who was the vocal critic admitting it, according to breaking news, has now been suspended from the network for criticizing the network. We'll see where that goes. You speak the truth, it's going to happen. But either way. Also, on the Jim Jordan, James Comer front, President Biden has officially declined James Comer's invitation to testify and refuses to answer any questions that have been submitted in writing. Now, here, they're a little more limited. You really can't do, and this is not because he's a Democrat. The same should be true if it's a Republican. You have a sitting president. I mean, the forcing compliance on that's going to be pretty darn hard. But nonetheless, Comer invited Biden in late March to appear before his committee to address apparent discrepancies between the president's claims and evidence uncovered in the probe. The special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, responded saying, your committee's purported impeachment inquiry has succeeded only in turning up abundant evidence that, in fact, the president has done nothing wrong. Well, apparently he's not reading the same things the rest of us are. And basically said, get stuck, we're not going to do it. In response, James Comer said in a statement to Just the News, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in the Biden family. Like his son, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden is refusing to testify in public about the Biden's corrupt influence peddling. This comes as no surprise since Joe Biden continues to lie about his relationships with his son's business partners, even denying they exist when his son said under oath during a deposition that they did. It is unfortunate Joe Biden is unwilling to answer questions before the American people and refuses to answer the very simple, straightforward questions we included in the invitation. Why is it so difficult for the White House to answer those questions? The American people deserve transparency from President Biden, not more lies. Well, I would agree. But again, this is what we deal with. It's why we have the Biden crime family time check each and every day to remind people of what they're dealing with. Kind of on a tangential note, we have a similar story about everybody's favorite imperfect black woman saving the world. Of course, I speak of the beautiful, luxurious, and talented Fannie Willis. You may recall that she said at a church event when it first came to light that she was having an affair with a married man, a gigolo, her gigolo, I mean, to be exact, her Lothario, whatever term you wish to utilize that is accurate, but she was in an adulterous affair with Nathan Wade, who happened to be the unqualified lawyer that she hired as the special prosecutor in the Trump trial. And she said, and I think we have the sound somewhere here, we can find it, just to remind you, that you can't ask a black woman who is trying to save the world to be perfect. It's a fair request, ladies and gentlemen. She is, of course, single-handedly, like the Atlas of her time, trying to balance the world's needs to politically persecute and handicap Donald Trump on her back. Well, okay, maybe I shouldn't say on her back. But nonetheless, she's trying to balance the world on her shoulders. Maybe that would be better. As she is trying to take care of all of the other needs that such a wonderful and luxurious woman would have. You know, so she said now I want, remember yesterday we talked about the J6 committee destroyed a bunch of evidence. Why would they? Why wouldn't they give us the passwords? Well, because, of course, it's exculpatory to Donald Trump, and therefore they don't want to. Well, in a similar situation, Just the News, working with the America First Legal Group, filed a complaint in Fulton County, Georgia, in an effort to compel the district attorney's office to produce records requested in an open records request. Specifically, they want copies of her communications with the White House, documenting any meetings that she may have had there. Now, when they submitted the request in January to District Attorney Fannie, I'm saving the world, but imperfect Willis, they emerged and said, you know what? We don't really want to fulfill this. So they've continued to push this legally. Now her office is claiming in court papers that the entity, meaning the district attorney's office, is not capable of being sued. They're moving to dismiss an open records lawsuit because they claim, very vaguely, I might add, that they are statutorily exempt from disclosure under the Open Records Act, according to their filing. Now, her basic claim is you have no right to know if we are coordinating with that person being accused, number one political rival. They're going after Donald Trump. They could very well be coordinating with Joe Biden's White House, but you have no right to know that, Fannie Willis says, because, well, as she said,
you cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
You just can't. I mean, look, people, cut this woman some slack. She is trying to save your world from Donald Trump. So she should not be able, she should not be compelled to tell everybody that she's coordinating with Joe Biden's White House. I mean, after all. Now, before I make you too depressed, we have some good news. We have actual good news, some potential good news. First piece of good news, Truth Social just announcing moments ago, Truth Media and Technology Group Corp, that's their new name, TMTG, which at first I thought was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but anyway, that's what came to mind. But TMTG is rolling out, after months of beta testing, a new video platform, a streaming platform. It's going to be rolled out in three phases. Part one is to introduce Truth Social's CDN, that's a content delivery network for streaming live TV to social to Truth Social's app for Android, iOS, and the web. Part two, to release standalone Truth Social over-the-top streaming apps for phones, tablets, and other devices. So a second app so that you can get it. Part three, release Truth Social streaming apps for home TV. So this will be the ability not only to stream television content, but more importantly, to give, as Devin Nunes, the CEO, said, with our streaming content, we aim to provide a permanent home for high-quality news and entertainment that face discrimination by other channels and content delivery systems. This is a lot of great content that there's a lot of great content that simply can't find an audience for unjust reasons. And we want to let these creators know they'll soon have a guaranteed platform where they won't be canceled. That is good news. When we get back, potential good news on the border.
The Regular Joe Show.